Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello and welcome to How the Josh podcast show. I'm Omkar Chaudhary, your host. She's a brave, versatile, and a young artist. But boy, what a creativity and what a lovely voice. With her prolific performances, she has proved that she is here for the long haul. She is a powerhouse of music, talent, and creativity. Let's welcome Kavya Trehan on the show. Welcome, Kavya.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It is wonderful that you're on the show, and we really welcome you with a warm heart.
Thank you. That was a really nice introduction. I'm all blushes and peaches, so cheers to you.
Thank you. Also, moving on, how's Kavya?
Relaxed, sir. Thank you.
Please come again.
Sorry?
Please repeat the answer. How's Kavya?
I'm pretty relaxed, sir. Thank you.
Oh, lovely. Pretty relaxed. So I think we should really make this conversation a bit more warmer and sizzling so that, we get the most out of it.
Sure.
Definitely. So Kavya, everybody has a journey on their way for their profession. So what was your journey for being such a great musician at such a young age?
Well, I think one thing that I've strongly believed in so far is that I'm a product of my environment. I have an exceptionally talented mother who's had a honey sweet voice as well as a sister. And a school that was very encouraging of anything that we really wanted to do. And so I think the journey began from my schooling, from my home and the environment that was created. So if I wanted to sing, nobody said, shut up and do homework. Or if I wanted to paint, nobody said, don't do this study. So, it all started from being encouraged in school. At age 14, I practically picked up the guitar. I had only learned four chords. But, there was a time in Delhi that used to host lots of these gorgeous open mics. And me being who I am, I picked, when that ending they ask you, anybody feels like sharing a song? The boisterous side of me just raised my left hand. And I think that was the beginning of realizing how much fun I have and how much fun it is to share your music, even if it's based on folk chords and nervous cold fingers in front of an absolute stranger crowd.
So right from the childhood or the early age, you had a lot of enthusiasm to perform your art and you were really happy doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely. So what do you think, what is your favorite part being into this music industry? Is it the lyrical part or is it the music that you create or the performances that you give?
Ooh, I think all of it. You can't pursue this if you don't like the best or the worst of the process of making music. I think my high and my vice is to perform for sure. I have always loved my time on the stage. But I think now that I'm sort of trying my hand on production also, it's I like sitting down and experimenting with sounds and that as well, yeah.
Lovely. So you started on with the creating a music part, and now if you talk about the music industry, it is evolving in a technical way as well. Because now, right now you have so much of technical infusion to the music. So what is your take on that?
Well, there's always this very polar opposite, opinion. Some people say that organic is the best, where you're always playing just the instruments. And some people think that the electronic side is the best. But truly, I think track is such a preach. I do a mix of both. So I think with evolving times, you've got to cut some slack and evolve with sound as well. There's no hard and fast rule of making music. If there was, then nobody would be making music, So my take on the fact that things are becoming technologically advanced is you pick and choose if you want to abide that in your musicality or you don't. And I don't think there should be such a polar opposite like hate and love relationship anyway. It's music, like best left non-judged and enjoyed. And that's very positive. Wow. But yay. That's my day for sure. Yeah.
Agreed. Completely agreed to this fact. Also, have you said that right now you're trying your hands on the production house as well and your new cover that is Golden, which has been released in this year 2019. So please tell us about the whole process. Like, how did this Golden happen to you and what was the idea behind it? And I'm pretty much sure that there must have been sleepless days and nights behind the whole project. So please elaborate about it.
Well, Golden is the love child of my admiration for collaboration. So, Golden was made in 2017, as most of my music is made long, long ago, and only now seemed like the light of the day. But Golden was a song that had traveled over time, and when it was written, I was in a specific state of mind, but now, when I was releasing it, I was in a different one. But I think the visual aspect of Golden is what makes it so spectacular, at least as a journey for me to take it out. Is I got to collaborate with Sanchit Savaria as my creative director for the entire building of the iconography of the track. You know, I'm a sucker, a big-time sucker for the relationship between music and visuals. I always have been, and this is the first time because of Sanchit Savaria, I was able to actually execute something of this sort. Whereas through makeup artists, to stylists, to photographers, to creative directors, to production, they all kind of came together. You know, it makes a huge team and of a really talented young artists for me to release this song. So, this was a big learning of how I think music is best represented with a lot of people when your ideas can kind of come to real, you know, execution. So I have to give this whole thing a shout out to definitely my creative director, Golden.
Also, yeah, like Kavya, I'm so sorry to interrupt you at this point, but also speaking about the visuals of Golden, they were amazing and beautiful. Like looking at your Instagram cover. Yeah, also looking at your Instagram cover, I mean, the way you have painted yourself fully golden from the tip of your head to the toe, I think that took a lot of effort. And I think there was so much of detail which was like, you know, taken care of. So I think a very big hats off to you for especially putting your attention to the detail and making it look so beautiful and so big. Kavya, a great compliment to you on this point.
Thank you. Well, you know how you play Holi? And after 5 days, you still have runs somewhere or the other. I have that 2 weeks with the golden paint all over. But, you know, it was totally worth it. Because if it wasn't for music, I wouldn't be pushing myself out of my comfort zone. And, yes, there were so many details. But these Easter eggs, people, once they listen to the song, will be able to connect to it. Like the various, the jewelry, to the eyebrows being normal, to the hair, everything. Like, if the song had to have any representation visually, it would be this and nothing else. So I tried, yeah.
Yeah, like also coming towards the another visual part wherein you were featured into Tinder and GQ magazine. So how was your experience for that?
For what, sorry?
For the GQ India that you were featured into.
The GQ?
Yeah, like you were featured into GQ, right? The Chor Police
yes,
thing?
Yes. Well, it wasn't actually Chor Police. It was just I had borrowed clothes from a friend. And when I saw Sukhet, who's a friend of mine as well, he's a brilliant designer. When he wore this entirely orange outfit and I was in this very, very...
it was a gray metallic something.
Yeah. It's by this designer called Patricia Seale. She's really cool. And so I couldn't... You know, as human beings, we always search for patterns because we predisposition that way. So when I saw him and I saw what I was wearing, I was like, oh my God, this would be such an ironic picture to have really proud Chor Police. So it was really nice of VQ to kind of have that moment as well because this time GQ's Best Dress List had a lot of sense of humor in it, and nobody wants to skip a laugh. So I think I was very honored to be a part of this thing, and I was honored to have some contextual sort of relationship as well with it, with the picture that came out of Chor and Police.
Yeah, actually portrayal a very different him, and it was really lovely to watch you in such a great avatar.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, moving on and coming back to the conversation on the music, like, what do you see the most challenging aspect of your job?
You know what? Very few people admit to this, but it's quite lonesome, because you're making music alone, you're writing alone. Only when you're developing it, then you reach other people. But for at least the initial part, it's so personal and it's so expressive, and it's almost like feeling naked when you're writing music, at least for me. I mean, I might be sounding artistic, but I'm just being honest. Sometimes it's a little difficult to call, do all of the stages alone. You know, people don't know that making music and releasing it has at least 101 steps between them, from the mixing to the mastering to the production to the shoots to the makeup to the artwork to this and that. And it's, you know, it gets very expensive. So if anybody ever says, like, oh, you're having so much fun doing music, I'm like, no, I love music so much that I'm constantly challenged and financially burdened. But I'm also helpless, because this is the only thing I love doing, you know, like,
exactly. We can understand. Exactly. So have you said, continue.
I just wanted to conclude by saying that a tough part is when you do share it, the people think it's so easy. And in media, at least, I think the perception is like, oh, if they're just making music, you're not a doctor. You know, like, okay, cool, I'm not a doctor, but it's been tough.
Yes, completely, we can understand that. Also, like, have you said, Kavya, that music is something which is very personal to you, because the initial phase of creating a music, you're completely alone. And even in one of your Instagram stories, you mentioned that, like, I just wander outside, and whenever I find an inspiration, I come back and start creating and composing music.
Yeah.
So basically, there must be, like, you know, there are so many people out there. Every person has a different taste. So, like, this is a personal process, basically. So there might have been certain people who must have accepted you wholeheartedly for the kind of music that you curate. But there must have been certain people who did not like or must have not appreciated you up to the mark. So how is your journey in taking the positive comments and the mean comments that come to you?
Well, as a sports person, like I've always said, sports is one thing you learn is be a sucker for criticism. Because a compliment is only a compliment for that moment that can give you instant gratification. But constructive criticism can actually result in progress. So anytime anyone ever says that, oh, this is great, but that wasn't, it's never really taken as like, thappar lag gaya, now my dreams are over. You know, it's like, okay, a pinch of salt hurts the ego, but at least I can now challenge myself. And the thing is, am I allowed to curse?
Yeah, you are.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Just be the bindas, Kavya.
Okay, because there was a lot of effort being put to not say anything with that. Yeah, but the truth is, you know, there's very little fucks given with how I make music, why I release it. I mean, I don't care if somebody likes it or not. I just get to do what I get to do, and if I was born alone, I'll die alone, and I'll be fine with it. And if someone doesn't like it, if there are people whose word, their word has weightage, then that comes in constructive criticism category. If I just don't give a fuck, then I don't give a fuck, you know. And there are so many people in the world, and there's just one you. Obviously, you're going to have haters. Obviously, you're going to have people who won't fuck with your sound. But really, that comes with any profession. Doesn't make a difference for a musician or a doctor.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no hate towards doctors. I just thought that I do. But, no one's going to love you all the time. as long as you love yourself.
So basically, I think you're very much mature with the thought that not everybody is here to love me. There will be certain people who will love me. There will be people who don't like me. And you are like completely accepting this fact.
Yeah, of course. You know, if we start really caring for every little thing that it says, then we become a puppet of the various aspects other people want us to be. That isn't the foundation of making music. Music is to express yourself unconditionally, however unadulterated and pure I am. So I don't want to live in that contradiction where expectations guide a validation point for myself. I'm okay being in sweatpants in front of my computer for 18 hours, eating curry chawal if it results in one nice song that makes me happy.
Definitely. Because, you know, there was also Rishabh Joshi on the conversation in some time, and he also spoke about it that even making a music takes a lot of time. Like, you know, there are sleepless nights, there are so many days that you're just wondering about how it's going to be the next step or the next process about it. And people at times just listen to it, like, you know, for a minute or a 2 minutes, and they just start abusing it. I mean, it feels a little bit bad at the heart because, man, I have taken like 2 months to prepare this, and within a minute you just started cursing me for this. But I think you have a very strong attitude, and you're a brave and a fierce musician that, you know, I don't give a fuck about what people say because I am going to be my best. I'm the boss lady.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Lovely.
There's, you know what, we've all had shitty lives. We've all had times that are subjectively shitty. So haters gonna hate, and potatoes gonna potato, so it's okay.
Definitely. Also, moving on, like, you know, today social media has been a very integral part of everyone's life. So when it comes to social media, it's like, you know, it's a one-to-one conversation that can take place. Like, you know, if any of your fans has to reach out to you, I think social media, he can just put down a comment or he can just DM you. So any such a DM of yours you remember where you were really pissed off and you really wanted to go and kill that person, or really that was a bad DM, anything like that?
That's a tough one. People have been really kind to me. I'm not some famous musician, so it's not like I get like DMs on DMs about show your boobies or like what a vagina. You know, like I don't get those at all. But I think there was somebody who had texted in the DMs something kind of private about a picture that I had put of my mom, of saying you must be adopted. I think they must have just read it like a troll. But it was just so inconsequential. I was like, okay, you're a very bored person. But, you know, the delete button is there for a reason. So
yeah.
I don't ponder much over it. I just press that delete button when, you know, it really doesn't matter. Like,
whatever happens, it really doesn't matter to me because I'm focused.
Really, the amount of DMs I've gotten about how a song has been helping somebody in their point of life, or how the song has been stuck, or this or that, like, somehow those have been in bulk compared to these, oh baby, you so hot. Nobody's ever shat on my music yet, you know, so maybe I might be doing a decent job of releasing it. I haven't seen the hope you're never releasing a song again, or like, ew, that voice is so bad, or no, I haven't received that.
All right. Moving on. Also, like, coincidentally, I just remember one thing. Did you ever notice, Kavya, that you look like Aditi Rao Hayadri? Did you?
No, this is the first time I've heard that. No, I've heard other things like Emma Stone and Uma Thurman, and I've even heard Kangana Ranaut, but and Lord, but Aditi Rao Hydri, I take that. You know, weirdly enough, Aditi Rao Hydri was my classmate in school, Ishita's Bharatnatyam, Kathak teacher. So, you know.
So you've been a good friend, like, you know each other well.
Sometimes, I've never met him in person, but hey, if you're listening, let's go for coffee if you're ever in Delhi. I think she was from Delhi or now she lives in Bombay. I have very poor knowledge of Bollywood.
Even I was a little bit unsure, like, whether should I tell you this. Otherwise, I was really scared. Who is she? Like, who is Aditi? Who is Aditi? I don't know any Aditi.
but she's gorgeous. So, I'm like I said, I'm taking this as a compliment.
Yeah,
if you
are.
You can't take it back.
No, I'm not taking it back. Not at all. Like, you completely, like, you know, you're, like, even I have heard a lot many times. And I think you both girls have a sweet voice. And you people are, like, both polite and, like, you know, beautiful in that term. Definitely, it's a bigger compliment.
Aww. Yay.
also, like, so, like, okay, so moving on, Kavya, like, mm-hmm. What do you think? What are the skill sets required to be so professional and an amazing musician that you are today?
Skill sets are the most important, huh? Like, to be able to release a song or to be able to conduct yourself professionally, I think you need to realize that you need to be very punctual. You need to be sure and then convey your surety, and you need to be loyal as fuck. Whoever, because your music isn't going to come out without trusting other people. Now, if you don't value their time, their effort, then you're just a douche, and douches don't make it big. Oh, no, Donald Trump did, but... I think
so, like, giving your best...
Your skill set.
Yeah, basically.
Your skills. Like, if you want to sing for the rest of your life, practice singing. If you want to make music, make 100 songs and only release the 101. Like, if you want to
that makes
be
sense.
Somebody who's
true.
On your feet, you know, practice makes, like, nothing. You can be good looking, you can be fit, you can be a standardized societal good girl, head girl, but you have to make sure that you respect other people, because you need to, nothing works without respecting someone, really, man. And I am telling you, I'm the prototype of trying my level best to do my best, so that people that have had so much impact in my life, from my producer, Rohan Ramanna and Rohan Raja Daksha, to Sean Thomas, who made my music video, to Mridul and Abdullah Dali, who are making my next music video. All of these people have put so much hard work that if I don't respect their time, then, you know, I will be nowhere. So I think work ethic means put and realize other people's impact, and not just be cocky because you have a song or you have something else. Like,
Being
kind and having a sense of humor about that is why I do what I do. Like,
definitely.
I hope I'm professional. I hope I haven't ever, like, ticked anyone off, but I'm sure I have. I mean, I'm a flawed human, but I try my best.
Yeah, you are trying your best, and I think day by day you're just being the better version of yourself, Kavya.
Oh, man, I wish you were here every morning for my, like, daily motivational talk.
OMG, I think so definitely. Okay, yeah. That was wonderful. I take another compliment now. Also,
yeah,
like,
you've been complimenting it too hard. You have such good energy. So, thank you.
Thank you. That means a lot to us. Thank you. Also, moving on, like, Kavya, what is the mantra? What is the secret that you use to keep yourself, like, you know, focused and keep it all out of destruction and, like, you know, distractions, and just completely focused on your work? So, what is that one thing that is the success mantra or the motivation behind you?
This is going to get really corny and emotional, but, like, I've been raised by a single parent. I have an older sister, and my mother is a living example of my mantra. If my mantra could be personified into a real time human, it would be her. Like, I really think single parents have a fucking tough time, and single parents with two girls, it sounds like this next Netflix series, but I think her strength and her just zero expectation striving through life is one of the reasons why whenever I'm getting distracted or whenever I'm not feeling the juju's, I can't really think about her because she goes through every day without any sort of like complaints. So I think Sangeeta Trehan, whenever you listen to this, you better be crying.
No, I think it's really wonderful for a daughter to appreciate a mother and keep her as the role model and the motivation. I think she's really lucky to have you, I must say.
As am I. I'm so lucky.
Yeah, definitely. So Kavya, up till this point, we had so much of emotional and so much of noteworthy points that you made. It was a wonderful conversation till this time. But now is the time to boost it up with a Josh fire. So are you excited for it?
All right.
So now I hope it's from relaxed sir to the excited sir.
Yeah, I'm pumped up. I also just chugged some coffee. So, you know, I'm here for it.
Definitely. Just go for it. So the first question to you is, are you a tea or a coffee person?
I'm a coffee person.
Mountain or beaches?
Say that again.
Mountain or beaches?
Water bodies and mountains.
All right. Name three weird things about your lifestyle.
Name?
Three weird things about your lifestyle.
Weird things. I suck my thumb. I love khatta things. So I can eat like 5 raw mangoes every single day. My recent hobby is I love stitching pillow covers. Very weird.
So you love to stitch them?
I make pillow covers, like cushion covers, pillow covers, duvet covers. I hand stitch them.
Lovely. That is so much of creative. Matlab, you know, ek bandi mein kya kya hai? She can sing well, she can dance well, she can perform well. Now, abhi tak to takiya banane ka bhi like, I mean, that's lovely.
Yeah, seriously, my takiya lifestyle is very strong.
Yeah. Also, like, who do you think to be your competition in the industry?
My competition in the industry right now, I think competition is people you idolize, to be very honest.
Lovely. So, that is such a lovely point that you have made. Lovely.
Yeah, like they're the ones that, without knowing, are pushing me. So I love Billie Eilish. I think I'll keep her as my competition. She's young. She's talented. Actually, Billie Eilish, her brother, he is such a great producer, so big competition.
Lovely. Moving on, pick anyone to team up with to be your dance partner.
Anyone to be my dance partner?
Dance partner, yeah.
My mom. She's from the Navy background. She knows how to jive. They trained in this balls dancing and all that. She would be a great dance partner.
Lovely. I think that's a very great pair that you're making up. The next, pick anyone to team up to be a co-star in a movie.
Name
the movie.
Okay, my best friend Ahili Lahiri, and the movie's name should be Trip Across Europe. But that's a cliche. Best friend Ahili Lahiri, and it should be a horror film, and it should be called Pawa. Like crow in Hindi. Kawa.
Oh, I get that. Completely awesome. Also, like, if you have to put it in Bollywood, what it would be?
A person in Bollywood. I would love to act with Tabu.
Tabu, lovely. And a movie? Which movie would you like to portray yourself in?
A real movie that's here, like it exists?
A real movie that has already been taken place.
I would like to be in... this will be fun. I would like to do the female version of... What was that film? Kamine, right? The one with the fur and the fur was the opposite?
Yeah, I think. Because even I have not heard this movie ka name.
Kamine. It was so good.
Achcha, Kamine. Okay, Kamine. Achcha, so we'll log this Kamine and the co-star will be Tabu.
Yeah.
All right, lovely choice. The next one, pick anyone to team up with your gym partner.
My what partner?
Gym partner.
Gym partner?
Hmm.
A really good gym partner would be Anuj Chaudhary. He's very fit.
Yeah, I think he's a model for Raymond, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That is like, you know, very good choice. Also, moving on. Now, this time you really have to be very honest about it. What the following people have, you wish you had? Beyonce.
Quality?
Madonna.
Sorry?
Madonna.
What's the question? You'll have to repeat the question.
Okay, I'll repeat the whole question. What the following people have, you wish you had? Beyonce.
What's the what people have?
Okay. What the following people have, you wish you had? Beyonce.
Ah, cool. Her dancing.
Madonna.
Her crazy fashion style.
Eminem.
His rap. Like, I would like to rap like him.
All right, lovely. Taylor Swift.
I think Taylor Swift. I don't know. It's so different. Taylor Swift is so pop. I wish I had Taylor Swift teeth. She has nice teeth.
Lovely. Lady Gaga.
Her creativity. She is somebody who strives for anything, and she doesn't. Excuse me. She doesn't. She commits. I like her commitment to creativity. It's bizarre and it's amazing and it takes guts.
Yeah. So basically, have you said the creativity? One thing that really popped out of my mind is the Met Gala look that she gave it to everyone internationally. I think the four times the costume that she had done.
Yeah, this whole extravaganza and elegance.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
that was really another level.
Yeah.
It was. Cool. Also, next thing, rank in terms of excellency of their work, and I'll give you certain options.
Yeah.
Okay. Michael Jackson, Rihanna, Bono, Drake, Katy Perry.
So it was Michael Jackson, Rihanna, Bono, and?
Drake and Katy.
Drake and Katy Perry. Okay. Well, I think Michael Jackson is like numero uno. And Rihanna is under Michael Jackson because I think she's really gangster. I think least would be probably Katy Perry. I'm not fond of her music. And I think Drake would be after Rihanna because I like that kind of music. And then Bono would be second last.
All right.
Probably because I do like his music, but I also really love the fact that he initiates a lot of philanthropy.
Okay, so the first one is Michael Jackson.
Yeah, as in like rank one, Michael Jackson, rank two, Rihanna, rank three, Drake, rank four, Bono, rank five, Katy Perry.
Lovely. Moving on. Name one person to have a coffee with.
Living or dead?
Like leaving, that would be better. Otherwise, we're horribly more jagged.
One person I would like to have coffee with, my sister. She lives in Munich, Kathy Trehan, and I haven't seen her for a very long time. So it would be giggles and laughter and tears because of laughter over coffee. That would be therapeutic for me. I love my sister.
That's lovely. Hashtag Siso love. Moving on.
Yeah.
Also, moving on, to hang out on a brunch. Now, here you have to choose a musician.
I have to use a musician for the brunch question?
Yeah. So, like, should I give you some options?
Yeah, please give me options.
Okay, so, like, we'll choose from the previously mentioned options. Beyonce, Rihanna, Eminem, Drake. Choose anyone.
I think brunch with Drake would be fun. Yes, he seems to have a sense of humor. He's funny.
Okay, lovely. Whose career graph you would love to replicate?
Musician-wise?
Yeah, like musician-wise, give me one name. And like, apart from being a musician, if you have someone, please do tell that as well.
Well, a career graph that I think is amazing is who's my favorite artist? I'm just thinking of that.
All right.
Billie Eilish, yeah. She's been working since she was 17. It's taken 2 years of really hard work, and she is where she is, and she does what she wants to do, and she's eccentric and expressive and moody. I think it's really cool.
Lovely, yeah. And apart from the music industry, if you want to if you want to replicate anyone's graph, who would it be?
I would replicate Miyazaki, the animator of Ghibli Studios, his graph.
Lovely. So now there's a last question, and I think you have to be very honest at that. Whose voice would you love to have on your GPRS?
Oh, this is so tough. Okay, so I don't know if you ever watched. Actually, I know this. I'd like to have Sherlock, who plays Sherlock, Cumberbatch.
Okay, Sherlock.
Wait, I need to do this. So he was Doctor Strange in Avengers.
Achacha, okay, that person. Doctor Strange, I could get some glimpse of it. I'm not so clear about it.
What's his name? What's the actor's name?
Okay, so his voice, do you know his name?
Yes, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, here I get that person.
Yeah,
lovely.
I like his voice.
Benedict, I think it will be an ultimate, another level of GPR. I think everybody's going to come and ask your phone, which is the root.
Yeah. I think it's just that the accent, you're talking like that, I'm telling you. But it would be so nice.
That would be absolutely.
Yeah, I think Benedict doing Irish accent, because Irish accent is my favorite. For directions. Yeah.
Oh, lovely. That is really, I think, Kavya, you have got so much of creativity. I think this is the wonderful answer. I mean, kudos, amazing.
Thank you.
Lovely.
So, next time anybody gets lost, navigation's on me. So.
Yeah. Abki baar Kavya, ma'am. Definitely. Definitely. So with this, we are really done with the Josh Fire. And let me tell you, girl, you were 10 on 10 and amazing. Bravo at it. Kavya, you're just not good at music, but you're good at everything else. So what a lovely conversation to be with.
That's it's a blessing. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So before we leave, there's one more question. What is the advice that you would like to give to the teenager Kavya who is looking out for some guidance in this world?
I would just like to tell you that invisible likes on social media will never be the source of your validation. So real people who you value and yourself mostly are the only source of validation you've got. Ta-da!
Lovely, short, crisp and noteworthy. Amazing, Kavya. I think you can do better in literature as well.
Thank you so much. Lovely.
It was really wonderful to be in conversation with it, with you, and it was amazing conversation that we had.
Thank you so much. Have a really good day and talk later.
Yes, thank you. Well, that was it for today. Now we meet on next Saturday. Until we meet, take care, be happy, and most importantly, be full of Josh. Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.